It's good to see you up this morning after I'm sure most of you spent a kind of a late night waiting for the ball to drop. I made it clear till about 10 o'clock and then hung it up. I guess once you've seen as many of those balls drops as we have, Bill, it really doesn't matter, does it? Yeah, and it always reaches the bottom. Well, that one time it got stuck part way down, but but it is good to be able to be here and to share with you. But I want to be one of the ones to wish you a happy new year, and I trust that you are looking forward to what the year 2012 has to offer. I'm sure that there will be many, many things that God will just bless you richly with, and He will bless you richly about. And I want to talk with you a little bit this morning about how to have a happy new year. And so I want to share four things with you that just may help as we begin this brand new year together as a body in Christ, but as we begin this brand new year as individuals, we begin with kind of a clear slate. You will notice that in your bulletins, there is no picture on the cover. Usually there is. And then there's in small print, which is tough for me to read, it says, "This page is intentionally left blank." You are given this coming year to write what you're going to be and what you're going to do. And that's one of the blessings of a new opportunity, of a new chance. I am so grateful for the fact that God gives us new opportunities and He gives us new chances and He opens up new doors in order that we might live for Him. In Psalms, the 65th chapter, the 11th verse, we read these words, "Thou hast crowned the year with thy bounty, and thy paths drip with fatness." Now, we normally don't like to think of things dripping with fatness. But you know what? When it comes to the grace of God, and when it comes to who He is, I want to be super chubby. All right? I want the grace of God to pour over me and to give me direction and help and just overwhelm me with what He has in store. And I hope that you are seeking that kind of bounty from God as well. Don't be content to nibble on the edges of the grace of God. Man, eat the whole pie. Whatever God is offering, consume it. And you will find that you are able to see what God is offering a little bit better if you will simply observe these four things. And you may want to take that blank sheet that's on the front of that bulletin and just kind of write these down. But the very first thing that we're going to look at is that if you are to have a happy new year, you need to be prayerful. Be prayerful. In Philippians chapter 4, the 6th verse, we read these words, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, let your requests be made known to God." Be prayerful. Some people think that praying makes no difference in life. I personally am one who believes that prayer makes all of the difference in life. And that when we cast ourselves before God and seek His wisdom and His guidance and His direction, and we walk faithfully before Him, He will guide our steps. He will guide our stops. He will fill us with a clear path that's going to bring honor to His name. We must pray this coming year if we are to see the fatness of the grace of God poured out on us that makes everything possible to those who will believe. So be prayerful if you want to have a happy new year. Secondly, if you want to have a happy new year, be positive. Be prayerful. Be positive. In Philippians chapter 4, again, the 8th verse, it says, whatsoever things are of good report, let your mind dwell on these things. Let your mind be saturated by the things that are honorable and healthy and wholesome, and all of those things that are going to bring glory to God and strength to your spiritual life. There is much negativism in today's world of sin. There's a lot of sorrow, there's a lot of suffering, and the news reports are mostly bad, and it causes many people to become pessimists. I wonder what would happen if there was a news station that determined just a half hour a day, we're going to present nothing but the positive things that are happening in this world. I wonder how many people would watch that. I wonder how many people would be encouraged by watching a half-hour news program that was nothing but positive news. Instead of, well, there was another shooting today, or there was another store robbed, or there was another person that was beat up, or there was another home that was broken into, or another business that was robbed. Instead of that kind of stuff, if they dedicated that half hour to saying, you know what, we were able to observe people coming together to help a family that was in need. If there was a news program that would just present that which is positive. You know, we should be aware of what's happening in the world, but we shouldn't allow it to darken our thought processes all the time. But instead, we should look for the bright light that God places in every circumstance of life. Paul said, whatsoever things are of a good report, let your mind dwell, let your mind focus, let your heart be filled with those things. You see, it's a choice that we make. What will we choose to think? If you want to have a happy new year, be positive. Number three, if you want to have a happy new year, be persevering. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 tells us that we need to watch with all perseverance. We have to guard our lives with a dedication to not allow the evil and the negative to infiltrate us so much that it directs who we are and who we become. So we need to focus on being faithful to God and on being faithful to His plan and His program. You know, troubles, trials, and testings are going to come to everyone in this room this year. It's going to happen somewhere along the line. Maybe in little areas, maybe in huge areas. But those kind of things are going to happen. When those types of events take place in your life, what are you going to do? You see, that's where the rubber meets the road. Are you going to blame God, throw up your hands, and run away from Him? Or are you going to say, Lord, with you, I'm going to persevere through this, and we're going to make it, and we're going to come through on the other side, and we're going to be blessed because of your direction and your help? Can you dedicate yourself? I love the verse of Scripture that that Phil had brought up in the early part of the service. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint. Those who wait upon the Lord. In other words, we're not going to rush ahead of Him, but we're going to ask Him to help us, to give us strength and encouragement and a future. We need to persevere. Back in the 70s, there was a saying that people used a lot. I don't know if they still use it or not. I'm kind of out of the loop anymore. But the saying was this: keep on keeping on. I don't know how many of you remember that saying or not. If you do, you are dating yourself. All right? I admit, I'm old. And so that saying just sticks in my mind. Keep on keeping on. Persevere. Push forward. Continue to walk with Christ. Continue to follow His leadership and His direction. And you'll come through no matter what Satan does to try to defeat you or try to discourage you. Keep on keeping on. Stay on God's side and walk with Him, and He will bring about great things. And then the fourth thing, if we are to have a happy new year, it is this: be productive. Okay? Be prayerful, be positive, be persevering, and be productive. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7 tells us, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Who do you serve? Who do you serve? Do you serve man? Or do you serve the risen living Christ? Who do you serve? When things don't go quite the way that you think that they should, who do you serve? Do you serve man? Or do you serve the risen Christ? When things at work kind of pile up and you wonder, man, how am I ever going to get through this? Who do you serve? Do you serve yourself or the man? Or do you serve the Lord? No matter what your task, how menial or how powerful your position, who do you serve? Do you do all things for Christ, even at work? You know, I believe that Christians should be the best employees at any business. Should be. Unfortunately, that's often not the case. But Christians should be the ones going the extra mile, doing the extra things that it takes so that they can bring glory to Christ. And they can have people looking at them and saying, man, that's someone who walks the walk. That's someone who talks the talk. I was watching an interview just the other day, as a matter of fact, and it was with Tim Tebow's teammate. You know who Tim Tebow is by now, I'm sure. He's the quarterback for the Denver Broncos, who's coming under fire because he kneels and prays after scoring a touchdown. And he's taking a lot of criticism for that. But they were interviewing some of his teammates. And to a person, they said this: what you see in that end zone is what we see on the practice field. And what we see in his home and in his life is genuine. Folks, that speaks volumes. A person like that is going to be productive for the cause of Christ. And whether you work in a factory, whether you work in a store, whether you work for the post office, whether you work in your home, do all for the glory of Christ. Be productive by living faithfully and obediently to God. Those four things. Be prayerful, be positive, be persevering, be productive. And if you will follow those four simple things, you will have a happy new year. And this year of 2012 will be a year of amazing results. I want to close the service, but I'm going to close it a little different way. I don't want you standing yet. So just relax. If your neighbor is asleep, that's okay. They'll be the last ones to hear. It's all right. But what I would like you to do is I'd like to have you bow your head and close your eyes. And while no one is looking around, I want you to think about this. Are these four challenges that have been placed before me, are these four challenges something that I want to adopt in my life? And if so, am I willing to commit to Christ for those areas? So what I'm going to ask you to do is, if you are willing to commit to those four challenges, I'm going to ask you to stand. If you're not willing, stay seated. Don't stand because someone else does. Our gracious Father, you see each one who is making this vow of commitment to you today to take on these four challenges. Lord, they are committing to you that they wish to have a happy new year by adopting these four principles. And Lord, I pray now that you would honor their lives by injecting your Spirit with a fresh touch upon them. And that, Lord, you will help them. That you'll teach them to wait upon you so that you can strengthen them. And that you can soar with them. Now, Father, wash over them with a unique touch of your hand. Give them guidance and help and direction, and fill them with the glory of who you are. So, Father, we commit ourselves in a fresh way to you this moment. And we give you thanks and praise for the fact that you are on the throne and that you care about our souls. Now guide us, direct us, guard us, fill us with what you wish each of us to have. For it's in your awesome and holy name we pray, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen. I want to thank you for being here today. May God bless you, and Happy New Year. Thank you. You are dismissed.